All right. Just taking a balloon home for the kids after a night out. Never. 6 o'clock in the morning. You're the last to hear the warning. Trying to throw your arms around the world. Falling off the sidewalk. Lips move but you can't talk. Trying to throw your arms around the world. Run to you, run to you, run to you. Run them be still. Like a nosebleed, your head hurts and you can't breathe. Trying to throw your arms around the world. How far are you gonna go before you lose your way back home? Trying to throw your arms around the world. I guess that's the end of side one. It takes a lot of clever, hard-working people to make that trick believable. I'm still not quite sure of the symbolism of the balloon, other than I have a sense that it's going to have to be burst. Something to do with the male ego. But you know, Yeah, a lot of scientists, engineers, construction workers who built this place went out of the way to create a canvas like this for us artists to play with, you know, to draw on. And I want to thank them. We haven't thanked them enough. Front of house. I've got to go off stage. Back in a minute, says AJ. All right. Edge. Don't know what you... I can't really do that. I'm not really ready to leave here. Oh, we can. I don't care if they're having problems with the council. Can we sing one more tune at least? Just about to get married here. I was just telling a story about these people that we met earlier in the summer who built this place. And hard-working people, you know? In fact, the whole city's full of hard-working people. They work 24 hours a day around here. Waitresses, acrobats, sword swallowers, taxi drivers, you know, it's 24 hours a day. And yeah, I just want to say thank you for being kind to us. And I'm not drinking as much as I used to, but we went out with the team a few times, and it kind of felt like we got married, sort of thing. Not in Vegas, but to Vegas. Yeah. Breaking the cliches down about Las Vegas. Yeah. There's a few. Las Vegas is more honest about its sins than most cities, let me say that. Now, I've been fascinated by faith versus look all my life, really. I know the band are really lucky, but I'd like to think that we also have a love that transcends that. A love of each other, a love of our audience. And you know, all this technology is here so we can whisper. Can you hear me up there? So fix the console, but we can still have this kind of conversation, can we not?